Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report, for which it's time. It's time because this weekend the Labour Party will be holding its annual conference in Sydney and will engage in a battle for its soul. Is it now nothing more than Liblite, married to the market and no longer interested in social justice, fairer distribution of income, or taking a moral stance in the world? The fiercest battle is likely to be over marriage equality. Will conference change the party policy in favour of equal marriage, against the Prime Minister's wishes? If it does, will the wording be unambiguous, or with weasel room for the right wing? Federal Minister for Infrastructure and Transport and leading left-wing power broker Anthony Albanese says he wants to see Labour change its policy to support equal marriage this weekend. He's in Sydney for the party conference and about to accept a petition of over 130,000 signatures in support. He joins us live in just a moment. Stay with us for that. One person who thinks it's time and is determined to exert the maximum pressure on the Labour Party is Ali Hogg, the tireless leader of the Equal Love campaign. Will you be on the Sydney streets with her this weekend? She wants as many of us as possible making noise this weekend. It's time, too, to recognise that our healthcare needs are shaped to some extent by our sexuality. Catherine Barrett is running a conference next week on the particular issues around breast cancer as they affect lesbians. And on Wednesday, Queensland recognised that it's time to recognise our relationships. But as Paul Martin explains, that doesn't mean we have equality with an unequal age of consent still in operation in that state. As I say, right now we're about to talk to Federal Minister for Transport and Infrastructure, Anthony Albanese. You can join in and send in your questions for him. This is how you do it. Now, Labour left power broker Anthony Albanese has backed the ALP changing its platform at National Conference to support same-sex marriage, accusing his opponents of hypocrisy because he says it's hypocritical to allow MPs but not conference delegates a free vote on this divisive issue, and with that free vote crucial to securing Labour right backing to amend the party platform in support of same-sex marriage, the numbers are coming down to the wire. Meanwhile, some members of that faction have said they would vote against equal marriage even if it becomes binding policy. Anthony Albanese joins us on the line now. Good morning, good afternoon, Minister.
G'day, good to be with you.
Good to have you aboard, and thank you for your strong support on this issue. Now, we hear in various press reports that you think you've got the numbers to get a change to make it binding party policy. How's that looking?
No, well, I think the numbers are there to change the policy. The issue of binding is a separate issue, whether it be a conscience vote or not.
All right.
But what I think is that there's the numbers to change the policy. And if that occurs, then a Labor member will introduce a private member's bill to ensure that we have a proper debate of this in the federal parliament next year.
Well, that would be terrific. Has there been any kind of agreement about the form of words yet? I gather there's still some negotiation about the exact wording of the change to the platform.
Look, there has been, but there's been an amendment lodged by Andrew Barr, who's the Deputy Chief Minister in the ACT, and seconded by Penny Wong,
yep,
who, of course, is the Finance Minister.
Yes.
We've had discussion based upon those words, but essentially it's a pretty simple argument here, which is whether people have the right to marry regardless of their gender.
Indeed.
And you know, at the end of the day, do we have marriage equality or not? I believe a majority of delegates to the conference tomorrow will vote in favour of marriage equality.
Well, fingers crossed on that one. You were saying a little earlier you think it's still a kind of line ball on the question of whether it would be a conscience vote or a binding policy.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a bit of focus on that, but at the end of the day, I think that can be perhaps a bit of a distraction at the moment in terms of the crossbenches.
Right.
There isn't enough votes as well as government members to ensure that would go through even if every ALP member voted in a particular way.
Right, because that puts the pressure on the coalition then, doesn't
exactly.
it? Because they, Tony Abbott has said he will not allow a conscience vote on his side.
That's right, and it's a matter of whether strategically there's a debate to be had over whether there's actually a greater prospect of getting it passed if there is a conscience vote, because that places pressure on the coalition and coalition members who support marriage equality to put their hand up, so to speak,
yeah.
or you know, to vote in accordance with that. So they're strategic questions. The question of a change in the platform is, I believe, the fundamental one. That's before the conference tomorrow, and we're continuing to talk to delegates to see if we can get this change and this reform through. It is the case that there are people, particularly people in Rainbow Labor, Labor Party members who've been working very hard on these issues. We had Stephen Smith, the...
yes, that was good news today.
Give, I think, a very good interview on Late Line last night, indicating that he would be voting in support of reform tomorrow.
Yeah, there has been some loud noises coming, particularly from Catholic Right MPs in the party, saying that if it is made binding policy, they would risk crossing the floor and risk losing their party membership over it. Don't you think that's just a colossal bluff?
No, I think that...
Because where are they going to go?
Well, they don't have to go anywhere. That's the point. I think that there is... this is a hotly contested issue. There are very strong views on this debate on either side of the argument. And one of the things that I spoke about at our New South Wales ALP conference was that we needed to make sure, as advocates for greater tolerance in society, that we reflected that in the way that we conducted ourselves in the debate. I think that has happened up to now, but we have to have respect for people's views and be respectful in the way that the debate's conducted. I'm certainly very hopeful that that will occur tomorrow, but we have to acknowledge that some people do feel very strongly about this issue the other way, just as many people feel very strongly in favour of marriage equality.
So to sum up at the moment, you think you're pretty certain of getting the platform changed?
I think the numbers are there at the moment to achieve that. But
you're prepared to sort of give way on the conscience vote issue.
No, that's not. We haven't had a determination of that. I think that is harder to achieve in terms of a binding vote.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to issues of social policy, quite often there has been conscience votes, and on this issue, I think there's some strategic questions that. Need to be looked at, and indeed one of the debates in general that's happening under the ALP rules debate that's happening tomorrow afternoon is some people are arguing across the board that we should, in order to have a more diverse and inclusive party, have more conscience votes about issues rather than less, in a similar way to what has occurred historically in the coalition, or occurs in other political parties, as I guess the views are different on a range of issues that that perhaps that's one of the things that should be looked at.
Yeah, you see, the thing is that I think an awful lot of people, particularly in the gay and lesbian community, are fearful that if this does come down to being a conscience vote in Parliament, it will be lost.
Well,
if the conscience vote in Parliament is lost, it will act as a roadblock rather than a stepping stone. And if it isn't got through in this Parliament, and we have Tony Abbott coming in 2 years' time, then it's lost for another X years beyond that.
Well, to those people, I say, first point, let's stop Tony Abbott ever becoming Prime Minister, because it's not just about marriage, it's about a whole range of attitudes towards people in our community, not just people of same-sex relationships, but across the board. Secondly, in terms of what they need to do, and I spend my life counting to 75, as the Leader of the House, is if you put all of the ALP members with the minor party members, the crossbench members who've said they'll support same-sex marriage, which is at this stage one, possibly two, that doesn't equal a majority on the floor of the Parliament.
We do have to get to work on the coalition well now.
And people have to get real about that, unless there is either Bob Katter or one of the other crossbenchers changes their mind, or there are some votes from the coalition.
Well, we've got Andrew Wilkie already.
Yeah, well, that doesn't get you to 72 plus Adam Bandt plus Andrew Wilkie equals 74. That's short.
Yep.
That's a loss.
Yeah.
So people,
we've got a few more people to work on. We're hoping to get Malcolm Turnbull over the line too.
Well, how do you maximise the possibility of getting coalition members?
Yeah, that's obviously our next job.
Yep.
Anyway, the best of luck with both those issues.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for your strong support for us.
My pleasure. I mentioned equality for people on the basis of sexual preference in my first speech way back in 1996. And I think we've seen more reform, 84 pieces of legislation in our first term of Parliament amended to remove discrimination. But there is more to be done.
There's always more to be done, Anthony. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Left Power Broker from the Labour Party, Anthony Albanese, also Minister for Transport and Infrastructure. We've got a fair bit of response to him. Pamela says, watching yesterday's robust debate on Sky News, Alex Greenwich and Karen Phelps clearly demonstrated what outdated viewpoints the Christian lobby have. I don't think that was Karen Phelps, actually. The analogy of being them like a Stepford Wife sitcom out of touch with the community was accurate. Oh, yes, it was. Quite sad it's taken this long for this issue to be resolved in our supposedly secular and progressive society. A sad indictment of our political class. Equality and humanity is paramount and long, long overdue. Melina says it's interesting that Mr. Albanese is resorting to pop stars like Elton John to win back Labour's support base and making a media event out of that. Typical of the Labour Party, a little too late for some, should have been decided many years ago. And what about Penny Wong? She's still avoiding publicly commenting on the issue. Yes, she is. I've made strenuous attempts to get her to talk to me on this programme without success. And this is from Jennifer. One of the many opposing viewpoints against marriage and same-sex couples is that gay relationships and gay sex don't have the depth and maturity that can give rise to marriage status. Raymond Gaeta said in yesterday's Age that even gays that are hostile to marriage because it distorts their radical potentialities of their own sexuality should support the revision of the Marriage Act as a political imperative. And Alex Greenwich's lobbying has been very impressive so far. You can see he's been raised very well himself and would make an impressive father himself. Why doesn't that sway the conservative groups? Thank you very much for that, Jennifer. You're listening to The Rainbow Report on Joy 94.9. My name is Doug Pollard. Coming up next, the convener of Equal Love, Ali Hogg, would like to encourage anyone who can make a heady last-minute trip to Sydney this weekend to attend the protest to get on a plane now. Ali Hogg in just a moment.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon And remember, we all flourish with joy.